Last on Perfect Strangers.
Well, you are going to have this baby any day now.
No, Larry, I've been pregnant so long that this baby is going to go straight from delivery room to college.
Oh, I feel all funny inside. I think I'm having my baby.
Oh, you can't be having your baby. I'm due before you are. It's my turn. Oh, guys, the most amazing thing just happened. Marianne had the baby in the car.
What?
Balky, you have a son. I need to know everything Marianne did leading up to the birth of little Robespierre Boinky.
We went for a helium balloon ride, and then she wanted a corn dog, which I really don't understand because it's not corn and it's not a dog. What is it?
It makes perfect sense. She went up in the balloon, the air pressure changed, she went into labor.
Now, sweetheart, listen. I know you are not going to like this, but I absolutely forbid you to go up in a balloon. Now, is that going to be a problem, sweetheart?
Larry, are you sure you guys know what you're doing?
Absolutely.
Obvious to anyone with a brain.
It is this one.
No, I was in the basket. I knew it.
Well, now you've got it. You pulled the wrong rope. Now you can't get back down.
Get the thing back down on the ground.
I can't get back.
Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Rain and thunder, wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing's gonna stop me now.
Strange.
No, it's okay, Jennifer. Everything is gonna be okay. Well, I hope you're happy. We have no way of getting back down to the ground thanks to you.
Cousin, this is no time to place blame. Sure, we're no longer tethered to Mother Earth, but we're communing with Father Sky and all his airy children. The wind, the clouds, that plane, that! Just kidding, but see what fun you can have up here.
Don't do that to me again.
Come on, Cousin, come on, loosen up. Loosen up, have fun with it. Have fun with it. Feel the wind whooshing up your pant leg and up your arm. Whoosh!
Whee!
Whoosh!
Whee!
Whoosh!
Whee!
All right, stop! Oh, stop!
May I interrupt this stimulating discussion to say something?
Yes, sure. Tell Balky he's an idiot.
I'm in labor.
You see, she agrees with me. You're in labor. What?
I'm in labor.
What? Oh, my Lord. Are you saying that you're in labor?
I'm saying I'm having a contraction. Now.
Oh, ow. Okay, you're hurting me. You're hurting me.
Well, toss my greens and call me Caesar. Jennifer? Jennifer, our theory was correct. Going up in that balloon is what made Marianne go into labor. I mean, do you realize what this means? Expectant mothers everywhere will thank us. We've given a great gift to humanity.
Yeah, humanity, right. Okay, listen, Jennifer, do you think this... Watch it. Do you think this could be another false alarm?
No, this is no false alarm, Larry. I think my contractions are about 8 minutes apart.
All right, then we still have plenty of time. We'll be down on the ground before you have your next contraction.
Oh, God, another one starting.
All right, okay. All right, I was wrong about that. But, Jen, shouldn't you be doing your Lamaze breathing instead of trying to hurt me?
Larry, I never planned on doing the breathing. I planned on having painkillers, lots of them. The only reason I was in that stupid class is because it was the only place I could be where I wasn't the fattest woman in the room. Larry, I don't want to have this baby in a balloon.
Jennifer, you're not going to have this baby in a balloon.
I won't?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. You're going to have this baby in a flimsy wicker basket suspended from a balloon. One with lots of patches in it, I might
add. Okay, don't
look
help.
At that one.
Don't help. Do not help. Do not help.
I'm just
thank
to
thank
show.
You.
I'm
thank you
explain.
Very much. Okay, Jen, we're just going to relax. And why don't we try to think of some funny stories?
Oh, I got one. Okay. A pig, a butcher, and a rabbi are getting off a bus.
Okay, don't and help. The, don't help. Don't help. Do not help.
You still want to hear it? Okay, well, did I mention that the pig could talk? I can't do the piggy little accent, but anyway, he don't trust that boot backwards.
If you don't shut up, I'm gonna throw you to your death. Donkey, my wife is having a baby.
Well, you've known that for months.
Oh, I mean she is having a baby now in this balloon, and I haven't the foggiest idea what to do.
Oh, is that what all this mishigastiki is about, cousin? Chill out. I know something about birthing babies.
You do, Belky?
Why, sure. I've delivered my share of babies and livestock. If you were going to deliver a sheep, I could do that blindfolded. As a matter of fact, that's how we do it back home. You really don't want to look. Oh, my goodness. There's all... You have to have a thing, a bib that comes from here down
okay,
to your
that's
toes.
Okay, that's it.
And
you're
a little
going
black
over the side.
Oh.
There he is. John, we're going up again.
Found the problem. I know why we're going up again. The sandbag has a leak.
Larry, we're going up too high. We're going to run out of oxygen.
Oh, no, we won't.
We won't?
No. Long before we run out of oxygen, the atmosphere will replace the helium in the balloon, and the balloon will explode, and the rest will just upset you.
Hey, hold on. All right, two things have got to happen here. Number one, Balky has got to shut up. And number two, someone's got to go over the side and repair the sandbag. Okay, let's see. Jennifer, you're in labor. I'm your coach. Belky, that leaves you. Good luck, buddy.
Listen, I think I can help with part one of your plan. I could shut up. I think. But going over the side of the basket, not going to happen.
Can somebody please go?
Okay, I'll go. But not because you asked me. For Jennifer. I'm going to do it for Jennifer and for Howard the Balloon Man because without his balloon, Howard the Balloon Man is just Howard the Man.
Breathing, good, all right, and your contraction should be ending soon. Yeah, okay, cleansing breath. Okay, all right, you're doing beautifully, Jen. You're doing beautifully.
Balky, how you doing?
Good, question. I've got a nice strong grip on the sandbag, and I've stopped the flow of sand with my handkerchief. Because when I pulled my handkerchief out of my pocket, all the change in my pocket fell out, but there's not a whole lot to spend it on up here. Where do I go? I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
I'm not.
Okay, Jen, just try to relax until your next contraction.
It's amazing, Larry. This breathing stuff is really helping.
And I'm going to be with you every breath of the way.
Cousin!
Balky, I can't talk to you right now.
Well, it's now or never. We're about to drop 171.5 pounds of counterweight.
Are we losing another sandbag?
No, but we're losing a Balky. My arms have fallen and I can't get up. Where do I come up with them?
Oh, he's right. We're losing him. Okay,
Balky, I'm coming.
No, Larry, please don't leave me. I'm afraid. I don't want to just leave you alone.
Breathe.
Oh, Larry, the breathing stuff is just a bunch of...
Not you. I can't breathe.
All right. Listen, sweetheart, I know that this is just a really bad time, but Balky is about to plunge hundreds of feet to his death, and I just thought that I ought to go and help him. I'll be back before your next contraction.
Cousin! I don't mean to rush you, but I'm hanging on by my toes!
Go get him.
All right. I'm going. Okay. All right, sweetheart. You have to let go now. You're going to have to let go. You are. Here. Just grab the blanket. Okay, I'm going to help you. There we go.
Hang on.
I'll be right back.
All right. Malcolm, here. Just grab my hand, and I'll pull you up. Yep.
Well, I do try. You know, Cousin, all things considered, I think things are going rather well.
Going rather well? Dropping. I'm hanging hundreds of feet in the air by my hair. My wife is in labor, and my watch just fell off.
Well, you know what they say, Cousin? Time flies when you're upside down.
Right now, but I think you're gonna have to go on without me. I just can't get there.
Cousin, I don't want Jennifer to hear. I didn't have time to wash my hair, and I'm afraid you might slip. Here. Cousin,
stop me. Don't let go of me again.
Just trying to point out that I see a big backup on the interstate, but as usual, I can't see any reason for it.
Well, maybe the reason is that I have two men hanging from a balloon.
Where? Oh, my goodness.
Grew by one tiny baby who made his entrance into the world in a way his parents won't soon forget. This is Ken Wiley wishing you and yours a good evening.
I don't know about you, but I never get tired of watching that tape, do you?
No, love it.
The miracle of my wife giving birth to my son hundreds of feet in the air. I mean, I can't get over it.
Yes. My favorite part was when Captain Fred let me go up into the helicopter and help him with the traffic report.
Yeah.
Reminded me of the time that Uncle Stavros let me help him with the traffic report on Meepos. We packed a lunch and climbed up into that ginkgo tree and waited for the mule to pass by. He never came. Who knew the mule was dead?
These little guys told us they wanted to spend some time with their daddies while we cooked dinner. Well, they didn't actually talk. Rational thought process occurs in the 6th month. Verbal skills follow in the 9th or 10th. I heard that on Sesame Street.
Well, why don't we go start dinner?
Well, Jen, you sure you feel up to it? I mean, shouldn't you be resting?
Larry, I'm fine. Just looking at little Tucker makes me realize he was worth everything I went through.
Valky and I talked it over. We want to have 6 or 8 more kids. How about you and Larry?
You know, Larry and I talked it over. We're getting a dog.
Well, what do you say we spend some quality time with our sons?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey.
Hey,
Mickey. Hey. Hey, cousin. This might be a good time to teach the little Robespierre the itsy bitsy scorpion.
Itsy bitsy scorpion? What's that?
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a classic Meposian nursery rhyme that teaches valuable life lessons.
Well, then why don't you teach it to little Tucker as well?
I'd be proud to. Itsy bitsy scorpion crawled up inside my shirt. I bashed his little head in and threw him in the dirt. When his leg stopped wiggling, I dropped him in my stew. 'Cause I like crunchy insects with pinchers on, don't you? Itsy bitsy stingray swam up inside my shorts.
Okay, all right. I'll be in charge of nursery rhymes from now on. Well, why? Here we are, a couple of daddies. We've come a long way together, huh?
Cousin, when I came to America 6 years ago, I came looking for my cousin. I never imagined I would find the best friend that anybody ever had.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
You know, Balky, if I had it to do all over again, I wouldn't change a thing.
Me neither.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, just a little reminiscing.
Who would have thought 6 years ago that we'd be holding the next generation of Appletons and Patronuses? Won't it be wonderful to watch them grow up?
Yes, it will. Balky, you think our families will always be as close as we are right now?
Well, of course we will. Don't be ridiculous. Mary Ann and I aren't planning to move for years and years to come, and if you two move, we're going with you.
Good night.